Welcome to Lemons and Limes, the Dave and Abigail show. I'm David. This is my sister and co-host, Abigail.
It's me.
Hi.
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 Okay. What's up?
I don't know why we always do that. Always go, hi.
I don't know where to go, like, after that, though. It's like, where do I go from here?
I don't know. Well, welcome to the podcast. We don't know what to do with you, but here we are. Yeah, it's...
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying things. But yeah, this is the podcast about Abigail and me, I guess. We talk about things, and that's it. Yep. Uh-huh.
Cool.
A-plus description. Good job.
Yes, yes. You are in California. I am in New York.
Yes.
And
the beautiful
talk about this?
Land of California. It's not beautiful. It's not that great. It's okay.
Just like your little part isn't.
It's not that great. yeah, so welcome. And yeah, so one of the first things we're going to probably talk about is Valentine's Day just happened. And, you know, sometimes people like to do things on Valentine's Day, which is nice. The problem is, though, is that everybody wants to do something on Valentine's Day. So, like, when I was talking to Tot about this, my girlfriend, I was like, I mean, like, do you want to, like, go, like, I was like, we could go out to eat, we could do something. I told her, I really don't have a good idea yet. So, and she was like, we could go out to eat, but I don't want to go on Wednesday, like, on the day of Valentine's Day, because that would be a lot, you know? So Abby has a lot to do with this too, actually. But I decided, well, I sort of schemed what to do for Valentine's Day between Abby and two of my coworkers, female. yeah, well, that's important. So basically three women helped me scheme what to do for Valentine's Day for my girlfriend. So they're like, I was talking to my coworkers and, one of the things they suggested was, like, cause I don't cook, like, at all. Not even like
you cook
a little bit.
Give yourself credit, a little bit.
Like, not a lot.
What is happening there?
Sorry.
You sound like an old man.
So yeah, I cook like a tiny bit, but like not a lot. So one of them, she suggested that I cook something, and I'm like, okay, maybe. But the other thing was, is that, and I'll get to this later, but I just had my wisdom teeth out. So, like, actually eating solid food is a little bit difficult right after that happens because your mouth is healing. But we'll get to that later. So I'm like, I don't, like, that's a good idea, but I don't know what to cook. And then I thought of soup. And then I remembered there's a soup that my mom and Abby make. And it's a crockpot recipe. It's like a potato cheese soup. And my mom has been making it for, like, our mom, rather. Our mom has been making it for ever, you know, like, ever since I can remember. And so I decided, I asked Abby for the recipe. And at first, Abby, I told you, I was like, I said that I didn't have an idea for Valentine's Day. And then, like, a day or two later, I was like, I have an idea now, and we need to talk about it. And you're like, okay. So I asked you for the recipe when we finally talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what you said, but I think you thought it was a good idea, like, for me to cook, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so I didn't tell my girlfriend I was cooking, by the way. So I basically, so this was our plan. So what I decided to do was, I was like, you know what? Let's just hang out at my apartment, and why don't you come over, and we'll have dinner, and there's a game we've been playing together, and it's, like, a very, like, story-based game, and she's, like, I'm a pretty avid gamer. Like, I play a lot of games, but like video games and stuff, but she isn't at all. It, you know, like, she, I've like showed her some games, and like she's like, oh yeah, those are like kind of cool, but she doesn't play them or anything. But she likes, like, we both like stories, like story driven things, you know, and this game is basically a big giant story with like a video game inside of it, you know. So anyway, but so we've been playing
that's
that
cool.
Yeah, we've been playing that together, and it's called Persona 5, just in case you're curious. And the Persona games are notorious for being very, 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 very long and very story-driven. And so we haven't been able to play it in a while. So I'm like, why don't you come over? We'll like get food and we'll play Persona. And she's like, that sounds great. So she didn't. Meanwhile, she doesn't know that I'm actually gonna make food. She like expects like, I don't know, like I'm gonna get like Chinese or something, you know. And then she also knows that like I you know I'm still like solid foods are still a little bit hard to eat at this point, so I'm not like overdoing it or anything like that. So I between Abby and these and my coworkers, I figured out like Abby sent me the recipe and she gave me like detailed like instructions. So I had to
go ahead.
You sent me, well, yeah, go ahead and describe like what you told me to do, at least, you know.
Yeah, so you sent the, or I sent the recipe to you. I basically, the recipe wasn't written out, so, because a lot of the recipes that we have that my mom makes, or our mom makes, isn't really, like, fully written out. Like, a lot of them are from cookbooks, and then we add things to them, or we alter them. So I just kind of typed it out, and I sent it to him. And I made sure like you said, I wrote detailed instructions for it. And I basically, like, that was a lot for David, but also, like, you know, for, like, other people that might want to use it too. I don't know who would use it, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I like detailed instructions. I think it's just nice, you know. Like, I even, like, for the, like, this is kind of cool. Like, I notice people are doing this nowadays. I mean, they've been doing this for a while, but I notice, like, sometimes with recipes, like, what they do is they number the ingredients. And then in the instructions, they say, okay, so instead of, like, listing all the ingredients, like, you know, like, thyme, rosemary, garlic, you know, and put that in, you know, they say 1 through 3, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was actually really helpful.
Yeah. You know, instead of listing all those, instead of, like, taking up all that space on the page, you know. And, like, listing all those things and, like, you trying to figure out which ones they're talking about, you know. Or, like, with the ones in the first paragraph, you know, you just say 1 through 10 or 1 through, you know.
Yeah, because that, you know, was actually helpful because you were, like, put ingredients 1 through whatever it was, like, into the crock pot. And I'm like, oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, and actually I kind of thought, like, because you're kind of more analytical, like, I figured you would actually, like, relate to that better, so.
Yeah, and it actually was funny because I, like, there was a couple ingredients, like, I grabbed, like, that, like, I'm like, oh, that's not 1 through whatever. I don't need this right now, you know? Like, I grabbed, like, the ham, for instance, and I'm like, oh, I can put this away. I actually don't need this right now.
Right, yeah, you can get that later.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty easy to, like, follow, and I basically had to prep it all the day before, because I'm at work all day, so I cut up a bunch of potatoes, which took a little while, not, like, a terribly long time, but, like, I had to, like, peel them, and I had to cut them up in, like, kind of, like, cube-like form, you know, and then, I cut up, like, some ham, and I got, like, some other ingredients, like, ready for, just basically ready so I could just dump it in, and then, and, like, have it all, like, basically so I can just grab everything, put it together, and then get ready to go to work, you know? So, like, I had all, like, the dry ingredients, like, all the herbs and salt and pepper and all that together.
The seasonings. Well, we realized, too, like, and his coworkers pointed this out.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, I remember when he said this, that the potatoes have to soak in water if they're gonna sit in the fridge overnight.
Yeah.
Cut up.
Because, like, it was funny because, like, Abby, like, if you're going to use potatoes, you probably cut them and then use them right away, you know? Like, you're not, like...
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I couldn't do that in the morning unless I woke up, like, really early, and that, I don't know, just wasn't going to happen.
Well, the thing is, they turn brown.
Yeah, yeah.
If they sit in the fridge overnight, like, even in the fridge, like, they turn brown, and then your soup will be brown.
Yeah, which I didn't want it to be brown.
So, and put them in water.
It was really funny because I went to lunch and then I came back all of a sudden and both my coworkers were like, listen. I was like, what? And they're like, you need to put those potatoes in water. I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, if you're going to peel them and cut them, you need to put them in water. They just, like, it wasn't, like, overwhelming. It was just like, they just all of a sudden they were like, wait, hold on, David. Like, as soon as I walked back into the building, they were like, David. I'm like, oh, hi.
It's so funny.
It was funny. And then I was talking to Abby while
I was...
It's
cute that they cared. Like, I know. They wanted it to turn out well.
It really is sweet, too. Like, all of you were very helpful, like, to be honest, you know? And, yeah, like, I was talking to Abby later. Like, when I was in the store, I was on the phone with her. Just, like, partially because, like, I was in the store and I was grabbing ingredients and I had, like, a couple questions. Some of the things I just asked her because I was on the phone with her, but, and I mentioned about the water thing and you're like, oh yeah, I was thinking about that. And then you looked it up and you're like, yeah, sure enough, you should do that. So,
yeah,
but it was funny too, because, so that day I was trying to leave work on time and so that I could like, I wasn't sure like when she was going to come over. And she, now they moved recently, so they live further away from me. So I wasn't sure if like she would be in town sooner, you know, like if she would be closer and then be like, oh, well, like if your roommate's home, I'll just come by, you know? And I'm just like, okay. But that's actually what ended up happening was, I couldn't leave work on time. And I was like, crap, you know, and I'm on the phone with a customer and like, it's like starting to become past 5 and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, and like the customer, like there's nothing, the customer was pleasant. It wasn't even like a bad like thing that was happening. It was just like, I was helping him and he was trying to get something working and it wasn't really working. And so I was just kind of like waiting and then I'm just like sitting there and it's like, it was like 5:20 by the time I left work or something like that. And I usually leave by 5, you know? And I was like stuck on this call and I was like, oh my gosh. And then like, I finally get off and I'm just like, I'm like, oh God, I need to go. I need to go finish making dinner, you know? So I finally leave and then I get home like way later than I was expecting. And I texted her and I'm just like, I'm leaving now. I left work like really late. And she's like, oh, that's fine. I haven't left my house yet. I'm like, oh, thank God. Cause like, she's like a half an hour away. So like, she hasn't even like come yet. So I'm like, oh, good, okay. So I had some time. So I got home, and, like, I walk in the door, and I'm just like, ah! And I'm just, like, putting stuff down. I'm, like, running over so that I can, like, finish everything. Because, like, the potatoes with all, like, the stuff was, like, sitting there for, like, a while. And it was all, like, ready for me to, like, finish it, you know? So, like, I run, yeah. And I, like, had to use the bathroom, too. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So I'm I'm just, like, hurrying, you know? And I'm just like running over and then so then I finish it up. I mash up the potatoes and put the other ingredients in and I got some biscuits too, so I'm like preheating the oven and then oh my gosh, and then she walks in, so I hear her come in and she's like, hello, I'm like, hi, and she's like, and she could smell it. She's like, oh, something smells really good. I'm like, interesting, you know. So I'm like not moving, like she can't see me, like I didn't like walk over to like say hi to her or anything. I just like stayed in the kitchen and like I didn't move and I was just like
oh my gosh, it would have been so cute if you had an apron on.
Oh my gosh, I don't actually have one, but that's a
that would have been so cute, like yeah. You're holding like a spoon with like an apron on.
Yeah, so I'm like finishing up, I'm like putting like the cheese in and the ham and stuff and like just like getting it to the point where like it's at like the last stage where it sits in there for like another like half hour or so. She walks over, she finally walks into the kitchen, and then I point at the crock pot. She looks at it like in like disbelief almost, you know, and then I was like, I cooked, and she was like, wait, what? And so,
oh my god,
and she was like, wait, I'm sorry, what? And then
I do not understand.
Yeah, and so what's also funny is that she's been telling me that I should use my crock pot, you know, and aww. And like I hadn't, and like I just like basically haven't just I mean I've talked about I don't like I wish I had motivation for cooking, I just don't, you know, and maybe this will help because like I actually did cook something this time, but
you actually cooked something.
I know, like, yeah,
someone didn't cook in it for you.
No, but yeah, so so she had been telling me to use my crock pot, so I was like, yeah, so I cooked and I used the crock pot, and I also went to I got the ingredients from a store that like she like it's like one of her favorite grocery stores, so like she it, so like those three things on top of like everything was like she was like I need to sit down. Like this is a lot, you know. But she was like super surprised. She didn't know I was gonna make anything, and like I kept, oh my gosh, I was also worried that like I told her that day, I was like, I'm like, don't worry about dinner. Like, I'll get it, you know? And so, because I didn't want her to be like, oh, I'll make dinner. Because we've done that before where she's come over and she's made dinner and we've hung out, you know? Because, and she even said she thought about it. But like, I kept trying to be like, yeah, like, I'll get dinner. Yeah, I'll get dinner. Like, I kept trying to like emphasize that. So like, she wouldn't like want to make something because that would have been really awkward.
That's good that you did that.
I know. So, yeah. So then she goes to the refrigerator and she starts to pour herself water, and I'm like, honey, no. And she's like, what? And she's like, wait, what did I do wrong? And I'm like, no. I'm like, honey, there's LaCroix, which she loves, which is a sparkling, right? That's the right
way. It's like a sparkling water that's like essenced with like flavoring. Flavor.
Yeah. So she likes this passion fruit one, and we had someone. Abby was here because Abby also likes LaCroix. So like we had just run out of the like pack that we got from when Abby was here like earlier this year, and so I bought more because, well, like she likes to drink it and then my other friend likes to drink it too, so like when they're over, like they may as well have LaCroix in the fridge anyway. But so I got LaCroix, and so it's just funny because she's standing there like pouring water and she's like, wait, what? And I'm like, honey, there's LaCroix. She's like, there's LaCroix. She's like, you got me LaCroix? And she's like, oh, you're so sweet. Like, oh my god.
It's like the equivalent of like getting your wine, basically.
I know. It was just so funny because like all these things, like I was just like really happy that like I was able to like all these like little details were like really important to like make this work really well, you know? So
that's so sweet.
Yeah, and then
you're so sweet, David.
I know.
Dude, I gotta tell you though, like the whole time, like you're like messaging, like because David was like messaging me, oh, and, yeah, like my parents, like not like he was like ignoring Todd or anything, but like he was just like telling us what was going on.
Yeah, like I gave him like the play by play.
Yeah, like what was like happening while it was happening, and I was at my church group while it was happening, and we separated to like separate guys and girls prayer. that night, so like I was with the girls while you were messaging me, and so I was sharing with them this whole like saga like while like it was happening, and they saw like the little like video you sent and like her reaction and everything. Yeah. And like, if you don't mind, I share it with them. But
no, I don't. No. Yeah,
but like they thought it was so cute, and like because they like following your story and everything too, and
oh, that's great.
And they even listening to like about you too on the podcast and everything too. And
yeah, they're just like literally crying,
like literally crying right now. Like listening. No, but yeah, they really like they like listening to about you too.
Yeah,
and they thought it was so adorable that you like cooked for her and like a family recipe, and like they thought it was so cute.
Yeah, it just worked out really well. I was just thinking when you said you were you know, with the girls in your prayer group, I was just thinking, like, you're, like, sitting there praying for me. Like,
oh, yeah. That's what we were doing, David. Oh, yeah.
Like, praying god, that it goes well.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's what we were doing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, but, so, yeah, I'm, like, texting Abby, too, like, and even, like, when, because, like, at every point, like, I don't know if it's supposed to look like that or something like that, you know? Like, I'm, like, am I doing it right? You know, I don't know. So, yeah, I like when I sent pictures and like when I tried it too, like I texted Abby like when it was like almost done, and I was like, oh my gosh, Abby, it looks like soup, like I didn't ruin it, you know?
Oh, and when you sent that, it was so funny. Oh my gosh, because I was with them when you sent, what did you say?
I said like, it looks like soup, like I didn't mess it up or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and I read that, and at first I saw like the little, what do they call that? The little like preview or whatever on your screen.
Oh yeah, like on lock screen.
And I thought at first like it said like it looks like I messed it up or something. Oh. Like I read it wrong.
Oops.
And I was like, I said, oh no. And they're like, what? And I'm like, oh no. Oh, it's fine. And then like I was like, it's fine. Like and they're like, oh my gosh, that was a roller coaster.
That was a roller coaster.
Like I think like one of my friends said that, and like or that was like that was up and down or whatever, like
yeah.
Like, because I was really up and down about it. Because, like, I was, like, looking at it, and I thought it was bad. And then, like, I looked at it, I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. Because, like, I was, like, the way, like, my brain thinks sometimes, the way I see things, like, it looked really backwards to me. I was, like, really confused the way you said it.
Yeah. Because I was trying to emphasize, well, like, I was like, it looks like soup. Like, I didn't mess it up. Like, and I meant, like, obviously it looks like soup, but, like, it's not, like, I didn't ruin it, you know?
Yeah, I think I read it, like, it looks like soup. I did mess up. I don't know. It was really weird. I just read it wrong. Like, yeah. I was really confused.
But, yeah, so, I mean, so it turned out really well, and that was our Valentine's Day. And it tasted good, too. When, like, it was done, I took it off, like, I put the crock pot on high heat for, like, the last, like, half hour, like you said. And then after that half hour, I just put it on low and left the top off before we served it. And I grabbed a spoon and I tried it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this actually tastes really good. Like, and then I had her try it, and she's like, wow, that's good. And then I got her a bowl, and then that's why I took that video.
I'm glad I had you add the extra salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I mean, you can definitely add more if you needed to, but...
Yeah, and we were just talking about this before.
Initially, like, tasting it, like, I wanted it to taste okay enough to be like, yeah, this tastes good, you know?
I think I even, like, I forgot how much you, like, said specifically for salt, but, like, I didn't, like, I wasn't, like, stingy on it, you know? I knew, like, salt would be good.
Even like the, because you have a pepper grinder, you can just add as much as you want.
Oh, really. I did that too. Yeah, and I we were just saying, we were talking before, and I was saying how, like, when I heat it up, because I still have leftovers, and when I heated up the soup, I put some pepper on it, like, after I, you know, had it in the microwave or something, I, like, added some extra pepper just because, yeah, you know.
Plus, like, with a pepper grinder, you can't really measure it anyway, so it's like, just put it on.
yeah. so it all went well, and thank you, Abby. She was. I told Todd, I was like, you have three women to thank. You have Abby and my two coworkers, so.
And you.
Well, I'm not a woman.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we can thank you, too.
I,
like,
guess.
You're pretty amazing, too.
thank you.
Oh, thank you.
But, yeah.
Like, you don't know how much that means to me.
So you started going to physical therapy. Want to talk about that?
Yeah, as you say, Pete.
Pete. Well, she wrote PT on the one note, on the notebook, and for some reason I said it like that. I was like, pay tay.
I don't know why are you say it like that.
Why are you like this?
Why are you like, no, that's not what I mean.
pay tay. I don't know.
It's like peace out, but like pay tay.
Pay tay. I don't know.
Peace out.
I got really sorry. No,
people don't say peace out like that either, though. I don't know why I said that.
Listen, I can't explain anything to you.
I can't explain any of this. Alright. Anyway, yeah, I went, to PT. Oh my gosh, is that to physical therapy? Well, I feel weird saying PT now. I don't know.
I ruined everything for you.
You ruined my life. No, I'm just kidding. Went to physical therapy earlier this week, and I actually went like about four years ago now, in 2014, after a car accident. That was kind of, like, I mean, that's kind of obvious what that was. I mean, it's not obvious what that was for, but, I mean, basically it was just, like, whiplash, like, from, like, neck and back pain and stuff, mainly, like, back pain.
Yeah.
But I saw this, woman, I really liked her, and, this time I've had some neck and jaw and back problems that are causing, migraines. The cause of those actual, like, neck, jaw, and back problems are probably from, like, other things I don't really need to talk about. But I found the same woman again. She's amazing still. It's funny because, like, I literally, like, I couldn't remember, like, what the place was called where she was at before. I couldn't remember her last name. I know what city we're in. I know what city she, like, was in. I know what city it was in that I saw her in. It was, like, a suburb of a city that we're close to. And so I was, like, Googling her name, the city, and physical therapy. And, like, trying to not, like, stalk her, okay? But I was, like, trying to find her.
Yeah.
Because, like, she was really great, and it's like your doctor, you know, you want someone that you trust, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, you want someone that, like, you know you can, like, rely on and that you know that can really help you.
Yeah, exactly.
I end up finding her through, like, Google searches. And I was getting really confused because it was, like, saying, like, doctor such and such. Which actually turns out that a lot of physical therapists are actually, like, have PhDs.
Oh, wow.
Well, actually, like, I guess all of them nowadays have to get their PhDs, but they get it, like, in 6 years, like, it would be a master's. I don't know. I'm really confused. I was talking to her about that. But, like, it's just really normal to do that nowadays. And she already had that before, I guess. So she's technically, like, doctor such and such, but...
Oh, wow.
It's, like, really normal to have that. So that's why I was, like, coming up as doctor so-and-so. Like, and I was just, like, really... So it was, like, throwing me off, and actually I found her, like... you know, 2 pages ago kind of thing, but, like, I didn't realize that was her.
Yeah.
You know, so, or, like, a few pages ago, but whatever. But anyway, and then, like, I finally figured out, like, I found a picture of her with the name, and I was like, oh, that is her, so. And it turned out she was at a different place. Mm. So, but it's, that worked out fine, though. But she's so funny, though. She's like, I forgot, like, how, like, just the way she acts, like, it's hard to explain because, like, a big part of, like, the way she acts, like, is her facial expressions, and I can't replicate that, like, on a podcast.
Yeah.
The way she reacts to things, like, the way she says things, she's just so funny. Like, she had my, I'm just guessing, like, she had my, like, chart or whatever you would call it. Like, when she was first seeing me again after a while. Like, I saw her earlier this week, like I said.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the first time seeing her in, like, 4 years. Well, I don't think she knew, like, it was me, you know? Like, she saw the name, and she was just kind of like, oh, like, Abigail Griffin. Okay, I'm going to see this person.
Yeah.
This new patient or whatever. She's like, okay, Abigail Griffin. Like, she says out in the waiting room. And, like, I stand up, and she's like, okay. She's like, oh, hi. And then she looks up at me. She's like, oh, hi!
Aw.
She's like, oh my gosh, it's you!
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know. I'm like, hi. I'm like, yeah, it's good to see you. She's like, oh my gosh, it's good to see you. Like,
aww.
She's like, yeah, I know. And I know. And I was like, I want to, like, cry a little bit.
That's actually really sweet, because I was going to ask if she remembered you.
Yeah, and then, like, I said to her, I'm like, it was so funny, I actually said this, it was so dumb, but I was like, so, I'm like, you remember me then? And she was like, yeah. And then, of course, I was prepared for this question, though, but I don't know, I mean, I hope I answered it okay, but, like, she was like, how did you find me? I knew she was gonna ask that. Saying, well, I stalked you online. No, I just said, like, I kind of, like, was researching physical therapists in Rochester, and I came across you.
Oh my gosh.
No, I said I was looking for, I was trying to find, I did tell her, like, I tried to find her again, and
yeah.
That I actually did tell her, like, I intentionally tried to find her again, and I wanted to work with her again, and stuff,
yeah,
like that. Yeah, but the thing is, like, I really like about her, like, she, like, has me, I don't know, like, we haven't gotten into, like, a ton of exercises and things yet, but, like, the way she just acts is, like, it just sounds so, like, cliche, I don't know, but, like, she has, like, this, like, almost, like, this positive, like, attitude in a way where it's, like, she helps me, like, believe in myself, or, like, kind of, like, helps me believe, like, I can do something about, like, my situation. Like, I can help myself to get better in a way. And, like, just, like, seeing her again, especially, like, just, like, even, like greeting her for the first time in, like, 4 years, like, was, like, just, like, knowing, like, she was excited just to be, like, let's do this, you know? Like, it was just, like, so nice. And I don't know, but she was saying how I have this, like, condition. I guess she talked about it, like, last time we met, like, 4 years ago. Yeah, like I said, like, a billion times. But we didn't talk about it too much then, I guess, but I don't really remember it very well. I do have some memory issues, so, like, I don't remember much about our visits last time. But she said that, like, I'm hypermobile, or, like, I have hypermobility, which means that Like in some cases, like I guess like that can also mean that you're like double jointed. But it also means like for me, it means that I'm like really super flexible.
Oh.
Like I'm overly flexible. Which kind of sounds really cool, right?
But like I'm like imagining like, you know, like a like, you know, the circus performers who can like bend all the way over and through their legs or
yeah.
something.
Right, like can you actually do that? No. But actually though, they actually could be hypermobile.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually that actually is not a necessarily a good thing unless you can really control it very well. I don't know how. I'm not going to get into all that. But anyway, for me though, the problem with being like super flexible, like, cuz the thing is like I can actually like, so like if I were to bend like you know how like you bend like to your arms down to your toes?
Yeah.
Like I can actually bend like my flat, like my hands flat to the floor.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Like, and any, like, on command. Like, I can just do it.
On command.
Yeah, I can do it.
Right.
Like,
wow.
Any day.
Any day.
Like, yeah, like, that's not good. Like, and the reason why that's bad, and I can't give a very, I kind of want to talk, well, I obviously I can talk to him about it because I have more physical therapy visits, but I can't give as good of a description of this hypermobility as she can.
Yeah.
And I've tried to look it up online, but I keep getting double jointed, like, descriptions about it. So, like, I can't, yeah. I don't know, I haven't been able to find a good definition of, like, it with it having to do with flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
But she was saying how the problem with being too flexible is that when things happen, like car accidents, or I did these treatments, which I won't get into, but they were taxing on my body. And, like, I worked at a coffee shop that was also taxing on my body. And also, like, even just something, like, where I trip or, I fall over or, you know, I bump into something. Or, like, for instance, like, over the weekend, I washed my dogs, like, three times. Like, two times for one and one time for another one. And the whole time I was doing it, I had to bend over for like 20 minutes while I was doing each of them, you know?
Yeah.
And this whole week, my back and my neck have been killing me because of it. And just doing things like that, she was saying, like, especially even like the big things too, like I mentioned, like the car accident, like the treatments and the work and the coffee shop, you know? It's like those things and even the little things, my body, because it's so flexible, it's not going to actually, like, literally, it's not going to bounce back as easily as, like, a quote-unquote, like, normal body would.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually going to be more strained and more, it's going to have more difficulty, like, repairing itself because it's too flexible. And the logistics of that, like, I don't really understand yet, and I won't get into it because I don't understand it, but
yeah.
I just have to deal with the fact that, like, for like the rest of my life, basically, like, in certain times of my life, I might just need physical therapy because, like, my body needs to repair itself with more help, you know?
Yeah.
And right now, I need more help, so I'm doing physical therapy, and because I'm, like, having a lot of migraines and have a lot of issues with my back, neck, and jaw. But, oh my gosh, it was so funny. She's a big, like, believer in, like, healing, like, the whole body, too.
Yeah.
Like, not in, like, a really, like, circly, like, sense. Not, like, in that kind of way. Like, she just means, like, when she, like, does that, like, she doesn't think, like, if you're, like, you know, if a part of your back hurts or your neck hurts or whatever, maybe, like, there's other contributing factors, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
She's having me doing breathing exercises. That's supposed to open up my diaphragm and my rib cage. So, like, what that would do is basically help, my, like, my back and my neck and everything in my body more because my diaphragm has opened up more and helped my anxiety more. It could help my asthma more.
Yeah.
It helped, like, everything more. And it actually has helped, like, my anxiety more and every, like, other things more this week as I'm doing it.
That's good.
But, yeah, like, I do, like, some breathing exercises throughout the day. And then this balloon breathing I do at night. But it's funny because I got, it was funny, well, because first she actually, she gave me a balloon, she gave me a balloon in the office, or not office, but, like, in the, what do we call it, the, well, I guess it's an office, but, like, in the physical therapy place, to just to start with. She's like, oh, yeah, here's, like, a blue one, you know, you can have it because it matches your outfit. I'm like, oh, thank you, you know, and so, like, I'm using it, like, she's having me try it out and everything, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna go grab the breathing exercise worksheet, and, you can keep trying the balloon exercise, and she's like, oh, by the way, you're gonna wanna get, a bag of balloons, because that balloon's gonna get really nasty real fast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. So, I got a bag of balloons. And I didn't get the right size, I don't think. They're like 17.7 centimeters. And, which isn't that big. That's only like, I don't know, like maybe 7 inches or 6 inches. I don't know. Maybe like 8 inches.
I don't know.
Maybe 8 inches.
Sure.
I don't know. Sounds but that's actually not that, that's not that big.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to put like 4 breaths into it. And trust me, it's not that big. Yeah. Because I popped 2 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
And Casper is terrified.
You're the dog.
Oh, yeah, my dog.
He just, yeah, like, runs out, I can imagine.
Yeah, he is terrified. Well, he's, the door's closed. He's, like, looked at me. Like, he's, like, stark, like, he's, like, his eyes, he's just, like, terrified. He's, like, hold me. Like,
he's very skittish in general.
Yeah.
Like, but you'll drop something and he'll run away. He'll, like, run all the way downstairs.
But, like, after that happened the first time, he literally just, like, curled up in a ball on my bed and just, like, didn't move, like, all night.
Oh, my gosh. Traumatized. And then, like,
yeah, traumatized. Yeah, but now I have, like, 12-inch ones. And they're, like, better quality, too. That's and good. And it costs, like, $5 for, like, 72 of them.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot.
I have 72 balloons. They're, like, right in front of me. I'm looking at them right now.
You just have, like, all these balloons. That's,
yeah, they're, wow, they're red, blue, purple, and white.
Okay.
But I, like, go through, like, 2 of them in 2 days, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, one in 2 or 3 days, so.
Yeah. Man, you're gonna have balloons for days.
Well, I need them for days, so. Yeah, it's like enough to last me, like, probably a year or 3/4 of a year. I don't know.
Wow. My goodness. That's, like, a lot of balloons to just have for lying around.
Maybe, like, 8 months. I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, if I do it, like, every day like I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
It's, like, the weirdest thing. I never would have imagined. I'm just, like, sitting in my bed every night, like, blowing up a balloon. Like, what'd you do last night? Oh, I just blew up a balloon.
You're like, you know, I just, like, got in bed, just, like, relaxed and stuff, blew up a balloon, and, yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
It's, like, really good for, like, your whole body, though. Like, it's just really good. Can't emphasize that enough.
So you recommend balloon, blowing?
Balloon breathing?
Breathing.
It's balloon breathing.
Blowing, breathing, I don't know.
But the thing is, like, you can't, so this is how you do it. Okay, I'm just gonna say this real quick. You can't, okay, so what you do is you take the balloon. First, you should, like, stretch it first, of course. You inhale through your nose,
uh-huh,
like into your stomach.
Yeah.
75%. Hold it 5 seconds. Blow out into the balloon through your mouth all the way, completely.
Yeah.
Do not, like, stop. Like, just, like, until, like, only stop until it's all out. Out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then repeat it with the balloon in your mouth, on your mouth, in through your nose, 75%. Pause 5 seconds. Out through your mouth all the way. But you can't pinch the balloon at all.
Oh.
That's like okay. That's cheating. That's cheating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you're supposed to do this for 4 times, and then you let the air out, and then you do that. You're supposed to fill the balloon 4 times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know why I said that, but I just think it's very interesting because I feel like it's so underrated to like deep breathe, and like I think it's just like so good for your body. And like I already knew that, but I just like pushed it to the side because I'm like, I don't have time for this. I don't care.
Right.
And it's like, I think it's like very important.
You should care about yourself, Abby.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. People should care about themselves. Like,
no, it's just, yeah, it's...
But it's, like, it's one of those things where it's, like, oh, I don't need to do that. It's, like, just breathing. Like,
yeah,
I do that all the time, but it
is important. In reality, it really doesn't take that long, like, out of your day, you know?
But, like, and the breathing, because I breathe throughout the day, like, okay, let me rephrase that. I deep breathe throughout the day. Me too. I deep breathe throughout the day, too, like, at a stoplight. I'll just, like, deep breathe a little bit, or, you know, I'm just, like, I wake up, and I deep breathe a little bit, or, you know, I mean, anytime, really, like, I'm just, like, waiting for someone, like, I'm just deep breathing a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Just, like, just do it throughout the day, like, and she said, she was, like, telling me, like, what I'm doing with this, like, it's, she's saying, like, I said, like, well, how long do you want me to do this for? She's like, this is more of, like, a lifestyle change. Like,
yeah.
This isn't, like, you're just, like, how long do I do this for? Like, this is, like, your whole life. Like.
Yeah.
It's, and that's not, like, a bad thing. Like.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's funny, like, with my jaw. Like, I can't open it very wide because it's, like, it clicks in and out. And she doesn't want it to, like, wear the joint. So, I'm taking, like, tiny bites of things. I feel like I'm gonna, like, lose weight from this because, like, I'm, like, taking, like, small bites of things. I'm, like, almost, like, giving up on eating sometimes because I'm just, like, I can't eat much. And I'm just, like, I don't know. I can eat. I'm not, like, it's not like I'm not eating. No one gets concerned or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, I feel like it's frustrating because I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, I'd rather not eat instead of, like,
have to deal with, like, eating small foods or something like that.
Yeah, or, like, trying to take small bites, or I get full faster because I'm taking smaller bites, which is probably a good thing. Yeah, so that's probably not bad.
All this is good, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So, how was your wisdom teeth surgery?
It went well. So, yeah, I finally got that done. I remember talking about that, like, a few episodes ago. I don't know when, but, I ended up having to reschedule it because the original day I was going to do it, I had the flu that week. So I was, like, really sick.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, yeah. I finally had the surgery, and it was, like, it was a week ago, I think, from the date we're recording. Around that. Yeah, it was last week. And so it was like, oh my gosh, it was like a whirlwind of things because like the day before that, I just briefly, like I was in San Francisco for like a business thing, and I could talk about that more if it actually turns into something. But and then the next day, I was like having my wisdom teeth out, you know, in the morning. My bottom teeth were the ones that bother me the most. Like they're erupting, which means they're like poking out. And they're a little bit sideways, and they're pushing on my bottom teeth. And then my top ones are just kind of hanging out, and they were fine. But I just was like, just take them all out. I don't want them anymore, you know? But yeah, so I get there, and what's nice is my doctor's office, they have, like, an oral surgeon that comes into the office, like, two times a month, maybe three times a month, something like that, you know? So it's not, like, usually you have to be, like, referred to another, like, person for, like, oral surgery, so it's nice like they hire like somebody to come in instead, so you don't have to like go to a different office really. So it's, I don't know, it's convenient, it's nice. Anyway, so I got there like on time, and filling out like paperwork and stuff, and I was like waiting for a little while. Like it's funny because it was scheduled at like 10 a.m and I don't think the surgery actually like started until like way after that, but it was fine though. I didn't really care. It's not like I had anything to do that day. But my girlfriend drove me, and what was really funny was that so she had to sign a paper because she had to be like, you know, I was told that I had to have a driver, and that driver had to stay there. They couldn't leave. They had to wait for me. And so and she was fine with that. She wasn't planning on going anywhere. But so she had to sign a piece of paper consenting to that fact. And then also, and this is, I'm not even joking, this is exactly how they worded it. They said that me, David, would be under the influence and intoxicated, and that you, my girlfriend Tot, would be the designated driver. And I started laughing because what's funny is that my friends and I have joked about like going to like my friends are much younger than me, but only two of them are over 21, and my girlfriend is not one of those two people. So she, in America, she can't legally drink, and she doesn't anyway. But so like, and my friends don't even drink that much either. But we've joked about like going to a bar and having Todd like sit in the car or something and be our designated driver. She's like, and she's like, I'm not gonna do that, you know. And so like when she was saying all this, I started laughing so much, and I actually like put my head down like on the counter because I was laughing, and she was like, just this one time. and I'm just like looking at her and laughing, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's, I just couldn't believe that's the way they phrased it, you know. But yeah, so, and then I was in the room, and they were kind of concerned because I guess after I'm 26, so after you're 20, after 25, like basically when you're older, and I guess I'm just like a year over 25, but still, when you're older, it becomes a little more complicated to take them out because it's better to get your wisdom teeth out when you're young because your mouth can heal better because, you know, you're not old and you're not slowing down, you know? So, they were looking at my x-rays and they said where my bottom teeth are positioned, there's a really big concern, it's probably a better way to say that, big concern with hitting a nerve, that if it's hit, it can cause numbness in my mouth, and it might be temporary for like a couple days, a couple weeks, or a couple months, or it could be permanent. And I'm just like, oh, okay, that's not fun. And when he was looking at my x-rays, he actually stopped, and then he's like, we need to take new x-rays. And so he wanted to get like, because they would have just used the x-rays I had taken before, but like he looked at it and then it sounded concerning. He sounded concerned. He's like, we should take new x-rays. I'm like, oh, okay. So I get up and I do that. And then, you know, he tells me all of that. So he says, he gives me three options. He's like, we could leave the teeth there, which would be crazy. I don't want to do that. They're already troublesome enough. I want them gone, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or they could cut off the top, like the crowns, they call it, and then leave in the root, but that has a really high risk of infection. Mm-hmm. Or they could take them out like they were planning on, and then, you know, just seeing what happens with the nerve, you know? So I'm like, at first I was thinking maybe just cutting off the top and leaving the roots in, and then, but he told me he wasn't trying to sway mm-hmm. my decision, but I would be the first person... I'd be the first patient he had that would want to do that. And I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't make me feel better. And then I thought about it a little bit more, and I'm like, well, I really don't want to deal with infection either, like later. Like I just want this to be done. I don't want to keep dealing with this problem, you know? And so I'm talking to my girlfriend about it. They call her in, and her and I are kind of talking about it, and she's like, well, what do you want to do? I'm like, I just want to get them out. Like, I just really want them out, you know? And so I kept saying that, and I'm like, you know what? Let's just do that. Just take them out. If I have to deal with numbness, I just hope and pray that it's not forever, you know? So I just did that and just trusted that it would be okay. So, and as it turned out, they did the surgery. Everything was fine, and they didn't even see the nerve. So I was good.
Yay. That's good.
Yeah, so... so what was funny, so of course I've been under anesthesia before. I think I've talked about, I actually don't remember, but I've in 2016 I had my gallbladder removed. So I've had surgery before where I've been under anesthesia, but this was like a lower dosage, and I could tell because I woke up, like the last thing I remember was, so one of the like assistants in there, he was like my age, I think, like at least around it, but he was like, he was kind of like a, I don't know, he felt like my, I don't know how to say it, but like he felt like, he was like being like a bro, you know, he was like, all right, man, like, all right, dude, you know, like, you're about to like fall asleep, you know, and he was like talking like that, you know, so, and like even when he was saying like, before the surgery, he was like, "Hey, so like, how was breakfast, man?" I was like, "I didn't eat anything." He's like, "Nothing at all." I'm like, "Well," I'm like, "I and because you're not really supposed to eat anything before the surgery, or anything." And I think that's
why would he ask you that?
Well, I think that's why he was asking. I think he was making sure I didn't, but he worded it that way. I don't know. It was interesting the way he worded it, but.
Oh, it's like, yeah.
And he's like, "Nothing at all, man?" I'm like, "No." I'm like, "Well, maybe like a few sips of water, but that's about it." He's like, "Okay, okay." And so
That's funny.
It was just funny. But anyway, so the last thing I remember was him saying, "All right, man, you're going to go to sleep." And that was literally like, okay, I was done. I was gone, you know? And then, like, I kind of woke up, like, a little bit during the surgery, but, like, not enough, like, where I, like, didn't, I couldn't feel anything. I didn't know what was going on. I just kind of saw commotion, and then all of a sudden I was waking up again, and it was over, and I was, like, and I was, like, I gauzed my mouth, and I'm, like, "Is it over?" And they're, like, "Yeah, yeah, man," and they're, like, "Yeah, you're good, it's over," you know? And, like, I vaguely remember them putting me into the wheelchair, and then rolling me out the back into the, like, the back, like, leads over into the front. And then my girlfriend was pulled up the car to drive me home, you know? And so I do, like, recall the car ride. But, like, some things were, like, from the time I woke up, things were, like, a little fuzzy. So, like, there were a couple details, like, that, like, were just, I don't know, not there, you know? Like, I remember waking up, but I don't really remember being wheeled out. And I was just kind of, like, there, like, being helped into the car. And then my girlfriend, Todd, she said that I was acting just like, I kept saying to her that, like, I feel fine, but, like, I just kind of was like, "Woo," you know? But apparently I said that a few times. and I also kept asking other questions. And, like, I asked about the nerve thing, like, three times. And just because, like, I didn't remember, like, what she said, you know? And, yeah. And, like, there was even one time I was like, "Okay, I know I asked this question. I don't remember. What happened with the whole nerve thing?" She's like, "They didn't even see it. You're okay." I'm like, "Okay." And I even...
That's funny.
Well, I even texted you guys, and I sent a picture of me, like, with the gauze in my mouth. And then I sent that picture again, like, later. And I did. And then I texted you later. I was like, "Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I thought I already said... I thought... I didn't remember setting the picture the first time, you know? Because, like, in my brain...
That was funny. I was like, "You must have done that, like, on accident." Yeah. Like, you were just tired or something.
Because in my brain, I was like, "Oh, I should send them a picture." And then, like, later, I was like, "Oh, I should send them a picture. I took that picture and I didn't send it." And I'm like, "What is wrong with me?"
Why am I like this?
Yeah. So, yeah. And so, anyway, and so the rest of the day, it was just, not to be gross, but, like, it was just a lot of bleeding. Like your gums and stuff, and I just had to like have gauze and stuff. And
did your stomach hurt from that?
You know, no, I was actually okay. Like, besides that, I was like tired out, and I ended up falling asleep for a little bit in the afternoon. But my girlfriend, she stayed to help me, like, basically all day. Like, she didn't leave the apartment, and she stayed, and she got me, like, some food. She helped, like, I had, like, some yogurt. She was, like, spoon feeding me, like, when we first got there, and she got me, like, some water, helped me change my gauze and stuff. And then I was just laying down for a while, and then I fell asleep. And what was funny was I could hear her in the kitchen, like, before I fell asleep, and, like, I heard, like, dishes clinking, and she started cleaning. So she cleaned the kitchen, and then what was funny was when I later, I had gotten up, and then she helped me with my gauze again, and then she left, and then my roommate, my friend, came because they were going to church that evening for our college group, and then Todd came back to bring me she brought me frozen green peas, because, like, it was, like, a good ice pack, and she's like, "I forgot to get these before," so she brought them over, and then I was like. And I was like, "Oh, thank you for cleaning." And then I texted her later, and I was like, I thanked her too, because I noticed that she cleaned the fridge too. Like, there was, like, she must have, like, opened the fridge and, like, saw, like, some old stuff in there and then started throwing it out. And it was funny because I was already thinking about that weekend of doing that. And then she had done it for me. And I was like, "Oh," I'm like, "thanks for cleaning the kitchen and the fridge." So she's like, "Oh, yeah, I noticed one thing, and then I noticed more things, and I just started throwing stuff out for you." I was like, "Thank you."
So, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just because Zach, my roommate, and I we work all day, and we're busy, and I don't know. It sometimes things like that just get neglected, you know? Like, we keep the kitchen pretty clean. At least I do. As best as I can, but, like, when it came to, like, the fridge, like, sometimes, like, things just sit in there for a while, and, like, I don't know, but, Yeah, so she ended up cleaning that too. I thought that was really sweet of her, but yeah. Well, she was also just like sitting there while I fell asleep for a while. So she's like, I didn't really have anything else to do, so I just decided to clean. So I'm like, cool, okay. And she didn't mind. She likes cleaning. But I would never like ask her to do it, but like she would like volunteer and want to do it. So yeah. But yeah, so I don't know.
So cute.
Everything went fine. Honestly, the next day I was using gauze for a little bit, but then like the bleeding kind of like was still like a little bit there, but like not as bad. And I don't know. I recovered just fine. It was okay. I just had to watch it while I was eating, because like while your gums are healing, and then you had to just eat soft foods, you know, which was kind of hard because like there's only so many things you can eat. Yeah, real quick, just to end all this, but like I started, and this is not sponsored, but I started drinking this drink called Soylent. And like I keep hearing people talk about it, and that's how I learned about it. And it's so funny, like somebody I watch on Twitch, Twitch stream,
that's not sponsored either.
No, well actually, okay, they're sponsored though. That Twitch streamer is sponsored by Soylent, which is funny. But they had been drinking Soylent way before they were sponsored, and they talked about it a lot, and they were kind of obsessed with it, you know. And then Soylent contacted them, and they had a sponsorship. And I actually used their like referral code, and it got me like a really big discount on my first order. So I was pretty happy about that. But I've been obsessed with these things, Abby. They're so good. Like they take.
You should explain what it is, though.
Yeah. So Soylent, it's just like they call it
your protein shake.
Yeah, it's like a nutritional, like they call it like a meal replacement, I guess, ready to drink meal they call it. But it's just like a drink. It's soy protein. It has like a bunch of other vitamins in it, and it's just a good like nutritional like drink. It's not necessarily like a substitute for like eating in general, but it's good for like, oh, I'm like on the go, or like, oh, like, you know, like I'm not that hungry for lunch, but like I'll drink this, you know, and then have something to eat later, you know.
Yeah.
And it really does help with like if you're hungry and you can drink it, but then you're still hungry later though. But it helps give you enough like energy and protein and vitamins for like sustain you for a while, you know. And yeah, I don't know, I really like it. It tastes pretty good, and I'm like kind of obsessed with it. And I already ordered more, and I hate myself, but.
Oh my gosh, David.
But they're so convenient, and it's so nice. Like, I've been able to eat more solid foods lately, but like
it's... No, I mean, don't say you hate yourself.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I don't hate myself. But I do hate the streamer. No, I don't. I don't, actually. But it is his fault. And I do resent him a little bit, but like...
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it really is. It is his fault, though, that he did this to me. But like... Honestly, like it was a really, it really helped. So I don't know. I don't know if I could be mad. So, but yeah, Soylent is good.
I keep yawning.
Oh my gosh. While you were talking, I was yawning a lot too. I don't know
why. The problem is that I can't, so with yawning too, like I can't open my jaw very big right now, like I was saying.
Yeah.
And like, what she said was, is like, I can only open my jaw as big as my tongue can touch the roof of my mouth.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, like, you can try doing that.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, that's like about as big as I can open. That's as big as I can open my mouth.
Yeah.
So, like, when I yawn, I have to try and touch my tongue to the roof of my mouth. I can also hold my fingers to the sides of my jaw.
Yeah.
That's what my chiropractor suggested I do. That kind of helps, too. But, like, just now, I yawned, like, 5 times in a row. Gosh. And it was, like, not, like, in a row, but, like, within, like, seconds of each other.
Yeah.
Know? Oh, my gosh. It was, like, so hard.
It's so hard to me.
Because, like, I can't, like, click my jaw in and out. Like, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well.
All right. Well, you guys want to do a Mad Lib?
Yeah. Let's wrap it up with a Mad Lib.
So, I'm not going to tell you the title of this.
Okay. Because you were really excited about this one.
I just think it's going to be really funny.
I'm ready.
Okay. So. Okay.
So.
Type of gas.
Oh. Wait, what? Wait, hold on. Like nitrogen?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want to think about it?
No, or? Nitrogen's fine.
Okay. Type of gas.
That's the first nitrogen thing that popped in my mind.
Okay. Verb. Oh, I can think of the ones too. I didn't actually read it. I just think the title's really funny.
Yeah. I was thinking eat. I don't know if that would work.
Smack.
Okay, smack. I like smack better.
Noun.
Paper.
Paper.
Okay, paper.
Paper. I want paper.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? Relatable. All right. Anyway, moving on. Noun.
Balloon.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Plural noun.
Teeth. Now I'm like thinking of the stuff we talked about today.
Yes. Number.
Number. Okay, this is my moment.
Uh, 857. That's your moment? Okay.
You're like, that's a really crappy moment.
No, that's not even that. I don't know. I just meant, like, why is that your moment?
You know what, Abby? Okay. Sometimes you have a moment.
Okay. Pronoun.
Skittles. Or is that like a food? Does that work?
There's no foods in this. There's only like five left. So.
Okay, Skittles.
Silly word.
Oh, okay. We've like already done a couple, and I keep resuggesting ones. I'm trying to think of
How about flapadoodle?
Okay, flapadoodle. Sure.
I don't know how you spell that.
Listen, this is your fault.
That's not hard, that hard to spell, actually. I'll just
fix it. Flap a doodle. I mean, yeah.
How do you flap a doodle?
I don't know.
All right.
It's your word.
I don't even know what that is. All right. Type of liquid. Ooh.
Oh, God. I was like, in my head, don't go there.
Mountain Dew.
Soylent.
Oh, Soylent. Noun.
Cable.
Okay, the last two are both direction.
Direction? Like a...
Like a direction.
Like north or south? Is that what you mean?
Or left or right.
Oh.
Or down or up or...
Okay, how about...
Sideways or...
How about up for the first one? And then sideways. If that works.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. So it's called some physical laws all should know.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I think you're talking about science, but this is not going to be very scientific.
Nope.
Okay. So, if you apply heat to nitrogen.
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be bad.
That'd be very bad.
Oh, man. It will smack.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it probably would.
Okay.
Okay. Water always seeks its own paper.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, these are just, like, sentences. Like, I mean, I know everything's always sentences, but I'm just saying, like, these are, like...
Yes, go on.
These are like numbers. Like they're like list. They're like
oh,
they're like
okay.
Actually like numbered. Like
yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 7.
Mm-hmm.
To number three, I should be saying the numbers. Number three in a right triangle. Triangle. I can't talk.
Pate.
In a right triangle, the square of the balloon. Is what makes no sense. The square of the balloon is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two teeth.
Oh, good. That's yeah, science, everybody.
Number four, sound travels through air at the rate of 857 Skittles per second.
Oh my gosh. Ah, yes.
Number five, weight.
What? Oh.
16 ounces equals one flapadoodle.
Oh, good. Ah, yes, the flapadoodles.
6. If an object is floating in soylent, it displaces its own cable.
Oh, good.
Whatever that means.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes. Yes.
7. Everything that goes up must come sideways.
True. True words are never spoken.
Oh my gosh. That's too funny.
Displaced in soylent? Is that what that said?
So, it said, if an object is floating in soylent, uh-huh. it displaces its own cable.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're basically scientists now.
Basically.
We should make a science podcast.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. We could talk about, like, science, you know?
Yes.
Yes. That's a bad idea.
What? Oh, sorry, I was taking a picture of it.
Oh. I said that's a bad idea, and then it got really awkwardly quiet.
That's not why.
I'm like, it wasn't that bad. It probably was.
No, it's okay. All right. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Well, thank you guys for listening. I guess that's it. Yeah.
Yes, thank you for listening.
So
I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't either. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys. If you want to follow the podcast, certainly.
Yes, please follow.
Yeah, do so on the respective platform you're listening.
Do I follow it? Oh yeah, I follow it.
I hope so. Goodness.
I don't know why I said that. Why?
I don't either. Make sure you subscribe,
like, dear God,
subscribe to our podcast or whatever app you're listening to it on. And yeah, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, on Facebook, LNLDA Show, LNL De Show, or look up Lemons and Limes. You should find it that way too. It's also our website as well. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, ITSDAVIE3. It's Davey3. And Abigail, how can they find you?
Twitter, Instagram, Abigail N. Griffin, Abigail N. Griffin. Okay, I'm done. Whoa. Why was that so hard?
All right. Well, yep, that's how you can find us. And stay tuned for more shenanigans. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Oh, also, wait. I have a blog, too. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, like, a while ago that, I mean, some of you already know this, but, and you can also see it on my Instagram already, but, and, like, other places, but, the website name changed
to
deepenwaters40.wordpress.com. It's D-E-E-P-E-N-D. Waters. You know how to spell waters. 40 F-O-R-T-Y.
Yeah, it's spelled out.
WordPress.com. Spelled out.
It's also in the description too of this podcast.
Yeah, it's in the description. Yeah, I don't really need to spell it out. You can see it.
Yeah, if you look in the description, you can see our links, and hers is there as well. So that's
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
All right. Well, yeah, thank you guys again, and stay tuned for more. And yeah, we'll talk to you next time. I was gonna say see you, but we don't see you. That's weird.
Well, we do see you sometimes.
Sure. Yeah, I guess so. All right. Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Welcome.
Wait, is it?
It's me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
I was just like, ah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay. Well.
I gotta, like, collect myself.
At least that was recorded. That was fun. All
right.
All right. Okay. Are you good?
Yeah.